T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Adele has talked recently about her dark side. She said, quote, "I have a very dark side." So do a lot of people. And this is not something totally uncommon with artists. And Adele is among those openly talking about her depression. And, you know, you can hear it in much of her music. And I've talked about how talented I think she is, how wonderful I think Adele is. My favorite song is Rolling in the Deep, and I know there's some messages there. But her songs are sad to me. But that's a reflection of who she is. And she's not alone. And I know the holidays are a tough time for many of you. It's a tough time for me. I'm a very sentimental person, and I struggle a little bit during the holidays. And so I thought we would just at least have a conversation about this being the breeding ground for feelings that we might not be comfortable with. Dr. Michelle Moore is a clinical psychologist at the LSU Health School of Medicine in New Orleans. And, Doctor, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Sure. Let's talk about the holidays and depression. I don't want this to be depressing. I want to recognize a reality.
Yeah, and I think the way you just worded it, I think really speaks a lot to a lot of people's experiences. For some, it's a very joyful time. They really get a lot out of spending time with family and really look forward to it. And for others, it's really not the case. It reminds them of people they've lost. It is reminders of times when maybe things were really joyful and now life is different and, you know, the traditions have changed. And so for some people, it is a very difficult time of year.
Right. And see, that's the other thing. Things do change. And you can have a great Christmas, a great holiday season 1 year, and the next year you're down because of things that happen in your life. And sometimes it's tough for people who are usually up and happy, and they're dealing with this down time to navigate through the season.
Exactly. You know, I think there are a few reasons for that, too. I think loss and death is a big part of it, but also financial strain. Yeah. I think for families who are in the midst of not having the same kind of financial picture that they used to, it's really tough when you want to buy presents for people or want to host an event. All of that costs money. And so you really feel the difference when you can't do those things financially.
So what suggestions do you have for people who are dealing with these moments? And again, because they cannot financially live up to the expectations, especially if it's within your own family, it is so hurtful and it's depressing. And again, I know there's a difference between being clinically depressed or really dealing with depression and, you know, being depressed over certain things. I know there's a difference, but how do people cope with that?
Well, and I'll point out that while there is a difference, seasonal depression is a real thing. So there are some people who aren't depressed all year long, but at this time of year, they really find those symptoms come out a lot more. There are a couple of things people can do. One, if you're a family member and you know someone in your family is struggling, be mindful of that. Be mindful of maybe how you're talking about things, how you're interacting with them, and maybe try to see what you can do to cheer them up. I think realizing that everything doesn't have to be about getting the biggest present and the most expensive present. Sometimes a gesture where you've baked something or you've just gone to visit somebody and spend time with them, those things can also be gifts. I think we need to rethink how we give a gift to somebody and how we receive that, and knowing that this year might be a little different for you, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And what about people who are just innately sentimental, and this is a time of year that brings back memories of Christmases when they were young with their their parents, and then that may be visited on their relationship with their kids today?
So I think part of that is bringing those memories into today. Talk about them. You don't have to keep all that to yourself. If there's somebody you're really missing this holiday season, talk about that person. Bring those memories of the good times in. And some people might think, well, that's going to make me more depressed if I'm talking about it and thinking about what I don't have. While that might be true for some people in a little bit of time, holding back those memories and not bringing them to the surface will make you feel depressed as well. So bring those memories in, talk about them, share the stories with the grandchildren and with your children of the way things were. Talk about what a new holiday tradition might be that you might do. Know that it's okay for things to change.
There were times in my career when I was not in the same city with my son, and that's the case this Christmas, as it has been for a long time, but especially when he was younger. I couldn't stand to hear Christmas carols, and I went to the grocery last Thursday, and I heard Christmas carols, and it just reignited those feelings. So I know I'm not alone in this. When you know, sometimes you get really sentimental when you hear the Christmas carols. What do you say to yourself? What do you think about?
I think that's a great point to bring up, because we call those triggers, right? Triggers of past memories, triggers of things that make us feel sad. In those moments, it's okay to cry. It's okay to have an emotion in that moment. Having self-awareness to know when this is coming up and why this is coming up is a beautiful thing. The fact that you're able to say, I hear a Christmas carol, this reminds me of my son, this reminds me of what I'm missing. I'm going to sit with that for a minute. And I'm going to continue my shopping. I'm going to move forward. Right?
I can see it now.
Have a minute with that.
They'll come over the intercom. We got a breakdown in lane aisle 4. I got a total breakdown. Bring some Kleenex, please.
What if he's a therapist in all the stores, you know, to help deal with that? That's okay.
Right. There is some validity to the idea that biologically, we're sad. There's a biological component to us being sad. It's in our brain. And that actually, I was reading that sad songs can actually help you deal with that by kind of bringing up the moment for you, but also maybe letting you know that you're not alone.
Well, you bring up two good points there. One being, allow yourself to feel your feelings. So, yes, the sadness comes up. Allow yourself to feel sad. It's a normal emotion. All of our emotions are. Allowing those emotions to come up is so important, and that helps with that healing process. Trying to hold them back is what makes us feel worse from a mental health standpoint. You also mentioned that there was the very last thing you just mentioned. You'll have to remind me now because I just forgot.
Oh, I was talking about the let's see. I was talking about this. The songs, the emotions. Okay, just give me a moment too, Doctor, because I was already moving on. Hang on. What I'm doing is I'm thinking about some of the things that I've been sad about this time of year. And again, it's not about me, but I'm just a representative of the whole audience. But we were talking about the sad moments. And hang on. Let's just talk for a moment. We'll figure it out.
We'll sort it back out. Yeah. It's important. It always comes back up, right?
But I think the sadness that it's kind of biological, and that sad songs can help you deal with that by kind of maybe reminding you that you're not alone.
Yeah, that not being alone piece, exactly. Yeah. So I think there is an important element to reaching out to somebody, to connecting with somebody, and to letting them know, hey, I'm feeling really down because of X, Y, and Z. Because you're exactly right. Somebody might turn around and say, you know, I've kind of been feeling that way too. And they may walk around with a smile on their face and seem like everything's going fine. But when you really get down to it, you might be able to connect with people that way. And that connection is so important to not feel alone. I'm so glad you said that.
What's the difference, Dr. Moore? What's the difference between, okay, I'm depressed the Saints lost Thanksgiving night. I'm depressed the way they played. I'm depressed over a breakup, and being somebody who deals with depression and the darkness of depression.
So if you feel depressed after the Saints game and you get up the next day and you've moved on, you still kind of are annoyed about it, think of all the things they could have done differently, but you go on with your day and kind of pick back up. That is a normal just kind of reaction to an event, right? So someone who deals with depression, major depression on a regular basis, they aren't able to pick back up in that way. That is consistent, that feeling of feeling down, of not having an appetite, not being able to sleep like a normal person would be able to, and not having pleasure in doing things that you used to enjoy, having no motivation. So these are some of the things we're looking at for somebody who is chronically depressed on a daily basis. And it takes great, great effort to really get out of the house sometimes, to take a shower, to do these daily living activities that for most of us are just part of our normal routine.
Because depression is a chemical imbalance in the brain, is it not?
It is correct. Yeah. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And so
that's where we see the difference of the people who are chronically depressed, where it is a chemical imbalance that they can't control. A lot of times I'll hear people say, well, just get up. I got up and kept going. Well, you aren't this person, and you don't know what it feels like to be in their mind and in their body.
You know, I grew up with a very severe, and even as an adult, just live with a very, very severe case of obsessive compulsive disorder. And I would have people, I mean, even there were a couple of psychiatrists along the way that just said, well, stop doing that. Well, no, you can't. I mean, you can look at something, you can't. And it's like, well, you know, just be happy or put on a good song. That's not going to do it.
No, unfortunately, it's not. I mean, they're real disorders that are disabling for people. Yeah.
You know, I've always argued that we make decisions about what we do and what we buy based on our predisposition and not necessarily the hardcore content of a commercial. And I relate it to songs. A love song is not going to make you fall in love, but if you are in love, you want to hear a love song. That is your choice of entertainment. And so somebody who is suicidal is not going to be listening to Barry Manilow. They're going to be listening to something dark. The music didn't make them that way, but that was a symptom of reflection of their issues, right?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. I think music is also very therapeutic in that we often do choose music to go with our mood. And it may be unconscious. We might not do it on purpose, and then other times we may do it on purpose. You'll hear the same thing when people talk about, I'm feeling kind of sad and depressed. I'm going to go watch a sad movie. Movies do that for people too, right? Because sometimes it feels good to watch a sad movie and cry and get it out, and then the movie ends and you move on. But I think music can have a powerful effect, and if you're able to choose music to try to change your mood, is a really interesting way to think about how can I change my mood through music.
But if you want to change your mood, first of all, you've taken the first step on wanting to be happy if you're depressed.
Yes.
So you've already made a decision. This is the music I want to listen to. Because again, if you just break up with somebody, you don't want to hear a love song. You want to go punch somebody. Well, not really
exactly.
Punch somebody, but you know,
yeah.
you want to hear a song
aggressive.
Like Love Stinks, you know, a song like that.
Right.
All right, Doctor. Well, I appreciate your time, and I just thought that, and maybe we talk again before the holidays really hit. But I just thought it was good to just remind people that it's okay if you're not feeling happy, and you know, I think sometimes maybe I know that for me, there was one Christmas in particular where I was really, really down, and I couldn't afford to buy anybody a present, and I just I didn't want to be around Christmas. I knew what the meaning of Christmas was. I knew what we were celebrating, but I didn't want to be around any of the festivities.
Yeah, so if one of your listeners hears that, I think hopefully they just realize they're not alone, and that's the point of your message, I think. And I think knowing if you need to take Christmas off this year, that's okay too.
Okay. All right, Dr. Michelle Moore, clinical psychologist and also with LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Thank you for your time. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.